We continue with David HaMelech's recognition that we're in this wonderful world which has externally a physical nature, but we know that the physical facade is just a way to use it to bring out the Ratzon Hashem and to succeed in life. So another request that David HaMelech has to use the world properly. He says, Hokeim le'abdecho imrosecho. Please, all the haftochos that Hashem gave to your Eved, Hashem is Mavtiach, the Avdei Hashem, people that go to the Kodesh Baruch, they'll have good things even in this world. Asher yirosecho, and that would cause more Yir Shemayim in my family and the whole world. The Rambam discusses the concept that the Psukim are full of seeming to give reward in this world for doing the mitzvahs. Like we say in V'hoyim Shemaya and Kriyashem every day, V'satim Taratzichem, V'safta Degonecho, you'll have rain, you'll have produce, everything will be plentiful. V'irachecho, V'yabecho, there's many Psukim that describe physical reward. Mitzad Hashem, Chazal say, that there's no reward for the mitzvah in this world. And B'med, it would be a tremendous loss to get the reward for a mitzvah in this world. Because if we could get eternal reward, why should we suffice with just temporary reward? Adarama, it says, Meshalim, the Soyna Valponov, Lavidom. Sometimes Hashem gives a person tremendous, seemingly goodness and wealth in this world just to pay him off for all his mitzvahs. And then when he's finished with this world, there's nothing left. He does that to the Russia. The Russia doesn't deserve to get Olam Haba. So what is this business of the Torah telling us that if you're going the way of Hashem, you'll have good things in this world? Says the Rambam that it's not the reward. There's no way of giving reward in this world. But Hashem sees that a person is so interested in using life in the proper fashion. Like we saw all these Pesukim now. Hat libi el edvisecha. I want to turn my heart to Edus. That's my lev. Haver eina miroyishav. My eyes should focus on only things that have true lasting value. So I have everything right. Then we're entitled to have not a reward, but Hashem make it easier for us. Like it says, a bullet time is I say. The person wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem will help him out. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Keep your promise that for the goodness that I will receive in this world, so that will make it easier for me to be Oved Hashem. Not only for me, but for other people also. It would add to Yir Shemayim, because when people see the person who's a Yir Shemayim, he has a good life and a pleasant life, that makes it easier for them to be in such a state. Hashem has his cheshbonos. There's some tzaddikim that have it hard in this world, and other tzaddikim that seem to have a plentiful life. Well, that's Hashem's cheshbonos. But the bakosha that David HaMelech is saying is that Hashem, I'm mevakesh from Hashem to give me goodness in this world, even not as a reward, but to increase Yir Shemayim, make it easier for me to be Oved Hashem, and make it easier for other people to be Oved Hashem. And the truth is an interesting thing. Sometimes you see a tzaddik who lives in poverty. Take example of in our generation, we're zeichah to have a baron named Steben. He lived in utter poverty. But everybody who came into his house and they saw the poverty and they saw how happy this person was, they realized that he was not suffering. He was living a much more happy and content life than all these billionaires and millionaires and whoever else came into his house. They were all moved and shaken by that fact that enjoying life and having a pleasant life has nothing to do with how much money you have in your bank account. It has to do with how you relate to life and the Siyata Shem, how you have in life. And that's what we have in every generation, that type of situation. They say that Rav Shach would say, the discussion of tzaddik v'ralo, how could it be a tzaddik that has bad things in this world? He said, it's a question that only the person who's not a tzaddik asks. Because the person who's a real tzaddik is always good. He's always able to focus on the goodness, and he's never in a state of suffering. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's more challenging. But no matter what a person has, a person can be perfectly healthy and wealthy and everything, and they have all kinds of other challenges. There's no person that goes through life without any challenges. So this is an important thing for us. It's tzaddik to realize we should be semech b'chalkeinu, we should be happy with what we have, and focus on the good we have in life. And that is the most important thing. There's another nakuda of one can have a tefillah that things should be a little bit easier, even on the physical side, not for his fantasies for having all kind of physical pleasures and everything else, but just to make it easier for himself and to mechazik other people to see that the Yerushalayim have what they need.